Reapers, Book One of the Reapers Trilogy, by Brian Davis, narrated by Ramon D'Ocampo. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light has shone. May those who walk in dark places find that blazing light and never walk in darkness again. Chapter 1. The death alarm sounded, that phantom punch in the gut I always dreaded. I touched the metallic gateway valve embedded in my chest at the top of my sternum, warm, but not yet hot. The alarm was real. Someone in my territory would die tonight, and I had to find the poor soul. Death didn't care about the late hour. Reapers like me always stayed on call. I rose from my moth-eaten reading chair, blew out the hanging lantern's flame, and stalked across my one-room apartment to the window, guided by light from outside. The internal alarm grew stronger. Prickly vibrations raced across my cloak, from the baggy sleeves to the top of the hood, tickling the two-day stubble across my cheeks and chin. Time was growing short, probably less than an hour left. I shoved open the window sash and leaned into the darkness of the urban alley. With electricity cutoff hour long past for residents, only street lamps glowed from a neighborhood road to the left. A tall woman in a black trench coat stood at the corner, holding an umbrella over her head and a suitcase at her side, as if she were waiting for a ride, maybe a taxi. I leaned farther out to get a better look. It hadn't rained in 3 days, and the skies were clear. A dry night in Chicago, and too warm for a trench coat. No cabbie would pick up this woman, even if he could see her. A slight glow around her eyes confirmed her status. She was a ghost, probably level 2, far too opaque to be newly dead and glowing too much to have wandered for more than a couple of weeks. If not for the death alarm, I could take the time to collect her. For now, she would have to keep wandering. I had to use all my senses to figure out who was about to die. Moist air wafted past my nose, carrying the odor of a nearby brewery, malt and hops. A horn blared far away, and a siren wailed farther still. Otherwise, all was quiet. Across the alley, a dark silhouette sat on the railing of a fire escape landing, barely more than a leap away. Sing. Short for Singapore. The female reaper from the bordering district. Although I met her for the first time only 2 weeks ago, I could never mistake her petite yet athletic form. She stared at me from her second-floor perch. Her dangling legs kicked slowly into and out of the light, providing glimpses of her forest-green pants and black running shoes. Standard garb for a reaper. "Hello, Phoenix," she said in her low, silky voice. I squinted, hoping to read her expression, but darkness veiled her face. I attempted a teasing tone. "What are you doing out here in the dark? Spying on me?"
"Wouldn't you like to know?"
She added a friendly laugh.
"If you don't like being watched, you should lower your shade."
"I'll keep that in mind."
"And what are you doing, poking half your body out the window? Did you get an alarm?"
I nodded. "Early warning. Just thought I'd look for a messenger."
"My guess is Molly. Word on the street says she had a seizure a few hours ago. From fever, I heard."
"Molly." I hit a tight swallow. "She's only 7.
"All the better. You'll meet quota faster."
Her cloak shimmered, evidence that she carried at least one soul in its fibers.
"Who do you have on board now?"
"A middle-aged man, a young mother, and a teenager." I felt their photo sticks in my cloak pocket. Their tickets to paradise. Molly wouldn't quite put me over the top, but I could go to tonight's executions. I should be able to get enough there.
"Then will you take them to the gateway in the morning?"
"Maybe." I bent to one side, again trying to catch a glimpse of her expression. "What's it to you?"
"I thought you might like to have, I don't know, an extra set of eyes to watch for bandits."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?